This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A co-owner of Club Q says he plans to reopen the LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs. Nick Gerska says he hopes a new start can help people heal.
This community has expressed wholeheartedly their need for the space that we've provided for 20 years. So work is being done with the community to figure out how or what that reopening looks like and when.
Gerska says he's looking for a temporary solution at another venue to get his employees back to work. A benefit show is tonight at the Colorado Springs Auditorium. A former Mesa County elections manager plans to plead guilty in a voter tampering case. Sandra Brown is charged with official misconduct and trying to influence a public servant. Brown worked with Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, who's also facing criminal charges of election tampering. Peters has pleaded not guilty, and her trial is set for next March. Peters' term as Mesa County Clerk ends in January. There will be a recount in the election for Colorado's 3rd Congressional District. Incumbent Republican Lauren Boebert and Democrat Adam Frisch finished the first tally just 550 votes apart. That triggers a mandatory recount, and Colorado's Secretary of State has ordered that to begin. Even with some snow this week, much of the state is in a long-lasting drought. At least a third of Colorado has been in drought conditions for 164 straight weeks. The National Drought Mitigation Center says that's the state's longest dry spell in the U.S. monitoring system's nearly 25-year history. This is CPR News and KRCC.